Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will be discussing the military alliances NATO and the Warsaw Pact, and considering the impact that they had on events at the start of the Cold War. After World War II ended, it was now clear that the USSR and USA were now major rivals, in spite of having been allies during the war. The former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill famously described an Iron Curtain as existing, dividing Eastern and Western Europe. By the end of the 1940s, there were many events that worried countries in the West. The USSR had developed their own atomic bomb, and China, the world's biggest country, had turned communist. The USSR had also shown signs of a desire to take control of Europe. In 1948, they had attempted in the Berlin blockade to force the Allies out of Berlin, and they took control of other countries around Eastern Europe, such as Hungary and Poland. Western European countries are worried about the possibility of a Soviet attack, something they would be unable to stop given their lack of nuclear weapons. The Truman Doctrine, which was espoused by the US President Harry Truman, involved the United States promising protection to countries that were under threat of attack. And as such, America now took steps to formalise this in terms of support for countries in Western Europe. In April 1949, NATO, or the North Atlantic Treaty Organisation, was set up. This was a military alliance where all countries who were part of NATO pledged to defend another if they were under attack. There were originally 12 members of NATO, which included the United States, the UK, France, Italy and Norway. These countries now had the protection of the United States and its nuclear weapons, and as such it was believed this would reduce chances of any Soviet invasion or attack. Through NATO, American troops were based across Western Europe, particularly in West Germany. America also had Air Force submarine and missile bases around Europe, including in Italy and Britain. However, the USSR did not see NATO as a defensive force. They saw it as a group that could potentially be used to attack them. And this was especially the case after West Germany joined NATO in 1955. As such, in May 1955, they set up their own military alliance, which was known as the Warsaw Pact. Like NATO, all members of the Warsaw Pact pledged to defend another if they were under attack. And the Warsaw Pact included countries such as the Soviet Union, Poland, Hungary, East Germany and Czechoslovakia. The Warsaw Pact, in fact, helped extend Soviet control of Eastern Europe. Unlike NATO, Warsaw Pact members could not choose to leave. This was shown in 1956 when, following the Hungarian Revolution, the Hungarians tried to leave the Warsaw Pact and instead were invaded by the Soviet Union.